Welcome to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz, 1 hour of big band swing music from the mid-1930s to the mid-1940s, produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chewelah, Washington. On today's program, we will be swinging with the bands of Teddy Hill, Lionel Hampton, the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, Bob Crosby, Alvino Ray, and Jimmy Dorsey with Helen O'Connell on vocals. Theodore Hill was born in Birmingham, Alabama in 1909. He first learned to play the drums and trumpet, then clarinet, but finally settled on the tenor saxophone. He played with several local bands in the late 1920s, then joined Louis Russell's orchestra and recorded with King Oliver and Henry Red Allen. In 1932, Hill formed his own big band, which worked the major venues around New York City. The band toured Europe in 1937 with the Cotton Club Review. Such players as trumpeters Roy Eldridge and Dizzy Gillespie, trombonist Dickie Wells, and saxophonist Chew Berry were all members of Hill's orchestra. The band broke up in 1940, and Hill became the musical director of the famous jazz club Minton's Playhouse in Harlem, often referred to as the Cradle of Bebop, where he stayed for 29 years. He passed away in 1978. By the Teddy Hill Orchestra, you'll hear Looky, Looky, Here Comes Cookie, with solos by Roy Eldridge, Chew Berry, and Dickie Wells. Then the Harlem Twister, a song written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. And then The Lady Who Couldn't Be Kissed, vocal by trumpeter Bill Dillard. Thank you.
Of all the beautiful ladies I've met with, there's only one that will ever be missed. She's that gal that I never could bet with. She's the lady who couldn't be kissed. I never thought that I'd ever be strong for a gal who made up her mind to resist. But it's funny, the one that I long for is the lady who couldn't be kissed. When she first said no, well, there was a doubt. But I soon found out when that gal said no, she knew what she was talking about. I may as well let her memory slumber, and so I'm crossing her name off my list. But I'm saving the telephone number of the lady who couldn't be kissed. Of the lady who couldn't be kissed.
You've got Swingin' with Dr. Jazz going on your radio. During the late 1930s and early 40s, Lionel Hampton had so many musicians in his orchestra that went on to have great careers in jazz, there are just too many to list here. Lined up for this set are Ring Them Bells, an Ellington composition with vocal by Hampton, When Lights Are Low, a Benny Carter piece, and I've Found a New Baby with Hampton on piano.
Mr. Stacy, ring them bells. Oh boy, the music swells. If you like it, just lift up your head and yell. Oh, mister, ring them bells. Oh, do, do, do. Today, la, da, da. Da, 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 da. No, don't do the thing. Run it up, 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 run it up. Oh, mister, ring them bells.
This is the Swingin' with Dr. Jazz program. One of the best all-girl bands of the swing era was the International Sweethearts of Rhythm. This band originated in 1937 at the Piney Woods Country Life School for poor orphaned black girls in Mississippi. It was hoped that any profits made by this band would help support the school, but due to their tremendous success, the band severed their ties to the school. The International Sweethearts attracted professional musicians such as Anna Mae Wimburn, a singer who took over leadership. One member, trumpeter Ernestine Tiny Davis, was so good that Louis Armstrong once tried to recruit her for his band. Over time, the band became integrated and then broke up in 1949. Here they are in the mid-1940s with Bugle Call Rag, Galvanizing, and Central Avenue Boogie, vocal by Anna Mae Wimburn.
Girls, kick the props off from under the Bugle Call Rag. Gentlemen, meet the Sweethearts of Rhythm!
Tug Jubilee is highly honored to have as his guest the International Sweethearts of Rhythm, an 18-carat aggregation consisting of nothing but gals. So without further popping off of the gums, galvanizers, gals! Galvanizers!
Thank you.
Sending the chant, the sweetheart of the rhythm, are going to sprinkle you with a slice of Central Avenue Boogie. Heart your best on and let it drop you.
I left my baby standing on Central Crown. Yes, left my baby standing on Central Crown. You gotta hold my love just as long as I've got mine. When you see me coming, raise your window high. When you see me leave and hang your head and cry, that's all right, baby, that's all right for you. That's all right, baby, that's all right for you. The way you treat me is coming home to you. Down, see what tomorrow brings. Yes, hurry, sundown, see what tomorrow brings. Lord, it may bring sunshine and it may bring rain.
You are swinging with the doctor. Singer Bob Crosby was the younger brother of superstar Bing Crosby. Bob very much disliked being referred to as Bing's little brother. Here are three instrumentals by Bob Crosby and his orchestra from the late 1930s. Spain, Till We Meet Again, and Gin Mill Blues.
Thank you.
You are listening to Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. Elvino Ray was born Alvin McBurney in Oakland, California in 1908, but grew up in Cleveland, Ohio. He built his own ham radio when he was just 8. He first learned the banjo, but switched to guitar in 1927, and then changed his name to Elvino Ray to take advantage of the popularity of Latin music. He began playing pedal steel guitar and invented an electronic pickup for the Gibson Corporation. He formed his own big band in 1936 with musicians such as Ray Conniff, Al Cohn, Zoot Sims, Neil Hefti, and Billy May. The band broke up in 1943, and Ray found work as an airplane mechanic. He enlisted in the Navy in 1944 and led a Navy band. He passed away in 2004 at age 95. By the Elvino Ray Orchestra are lined up Irving Berlin's Russian Lullaby, From the Land of Sky Blue Water, based on an Omaha Indian love song, and In an 18th Century Drawing Room, based on Mozart's Piano Sonata No. 3.
Thank you.
This last set on today's Swingin' with Dr. Jazz will feature Helen O'Connell singing with the Jimmy Dorsey Big Band in 1939. O'Connell stayed with Dorsey for 4 years. Here's One Sweet Letter from You, Jimmy McHugh and Johnny Mercer's You've Got Me This Way, and Keep a Knockin'.
How I'd love to read one sweet letter from you. You know that you left me so worried and blue. I'd always keep singing, oh, what'll I do? Though it's not fair, and you don't care for me dearly, drop me a line if you just sign yours sincerely. You know that I'm praying the night and day through, just hoping I'll get one sweet letter from you.
Thank you. me this way. Say, what are you gonna do about it? What are you gonna do about it? You got me this way, crazy for you. You kissed me one day, then seeing that I was true about it, what did you go and do about it? You left me this way, bluer than blue. You thought it was funny, my falling so hard. I'm laughing my sides off, honey. You're really a card. You got me this way, say, now that I'm in a stew about it, what am I gonna do about it? I'm just gonna stay crazy for you.
But you can't come in. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. Keep knocking, but you can't come in. Come back tomorrow night and try again. But you can't come in. I'm too busy and you can't come in. Stop your crying, 'cause you can't come in. But if you love me, you'll come back again.
Join us next time for another installment of Swingin' with Dr. Jazz. This show is produced at the studios of Northern Lights Public Radio in Chowila, Washington.